Winston City Council, January 3rd, 2023, 7 p.m.
Someone calling me?
Let's call the meeting to order, please. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year. Glad you're all here. Roll call, please. Councilor White.
Here.
Councilor Cunningham.
Here.
Councilor Hobson.
Here.
Councilor Sullivan.
Here.
And I'm here too, so we're all here. Mr. Bauer, any adjustments to the agenda?
Yes, Your Honor, we have two. The first one is under one, and it's going to be 1E, select the council president following the oath of offices. The second one is under three, section three, and it will be titled D, and it will be to add the acceptance of the donation from Wake Up for the Pavilion Project in the amount of
$126,126.43. Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. I guess we're going to start now with the oaths of office. Ms. Sardi, are you going to be offering those?
I will be, Mayor.
Who do you want to do first?
I would like to do Mrs. Anderson.
In case you all didn't notice, Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, yes.
I must be Mrs. Sullivan.
To my Mary.
She's going to be sworn in as Mrs. Anderson.
So, bring her up to speed. Alicia was completing an appointed position as a counselor, and she was just recently elected.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Alicia Brooke Anderson, do solemnly swear that I will support.
I, Alicia Brooke Anderson, do solemnly swear that I will support.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
Constitution of the State of Oregon and the laws thereof.
Constitution of the State of Oregon and the laws thereof.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And I will perform the office of counselor.
And I will perform the office of counselor.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then I'll take Mrs. White.
So what term is this of yours, Dory?
Second
term.
Second full term.
You want to stand up there? You want to stand up there? I, Dolores R. White, do solemnly swear.
I, Dolores R. White, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
Constitution of the State of Oregon and the laws thereof.
Constitution of the State of Oregon and the laws thereof.
Winston ordinances.
And the Winston ordinances.
And I will perform the duties of counselor. To the best of my abilities, so help me God. Okay, Mayor, your turn.
Oh boy.
Excuse me, Counselor.
Raise your hand, repeat it after me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, David Scott Rudder.
Hi, David Scott Rudder.
Will support, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the State of Oregon and the laws thereof.
Constitution of the State of Oregon and the laws thereof.
And the Winston ordinances.
And the Winston ordinances.
And I will perform the duty of mayor.
I will perform the duty of mayor.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you.
This is proof that you need to be careful what you wish for. Okay. One more thing to do. We need to elect a council president, and I will open the floor for nominations.
I would elect to nominate Alicia Anderson.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to appoint Alicia Anderson to the council president. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Congratulations. Once again, be careful what you wish for.
That means...
Yeah, I'd like to know what this entails.
That means that when the mayor is not here, you're acting mayor.
Okay.
You didn't hear that train, did you?
No.
The track marks are there.
And in case of his demise, there's a possibility that you could step in as mayor.
Oh.
Or his resignation. Either way would come first.
Oh,
which
wow.
May be Tuesday.
No.
Like I said, be careful what you wish.
Yeah, well, thank you, guys.
Congratulations, thank you. Okay, we're going to have a public hearing now to approve the Douglas Fastnet franchise agreement. As far as the hearing process, we'll have the staff report, then we'll have comments from those in support of this agreement, concept, or comments from those in opposition, and then we'll close the public meeting. We have a staff report, please.
Your Honor, I would like to have read by title only before we provide the staff report.
Okay, let's do that. Please, Ms. Sardi.
Yes, sir. The City of Winston, Oregon, Ordinance Number 22-709. Douglas Services, Inc., DBA Douglas Fastnet, on behalf of itself and its operating affiliates, DFN, which is authorized to do business within the State of Oregon, has filed with the City of Winston, State of Oregon City, a written application for renewal of its franchise to locate, construct, operate, and maintain telecommunications system, the system, over, under, along, and across all of city's rights of way and public property in the city for the purposes of providing telecommunications services and sales, and the city has determined it is in the interest of persons and businesses in this jurisdiction to have access to DFN services.
Thank you. Staff report, please. Mr. Bauer.
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of council, members of the audience that's with us tonight. The State of Oregon authorizes its cities to enter into franchise agreements with local utilities that service the jurisdiction. This franchise agreement is essentially a lease that allows them to, as was earlier stated, construct and operate their utility within the right-of-ways of the City of Winston. In this case, we have Douglas Fastnet, who is the operator of a fiber optic network here in the city, and has held a franchise agreement for a number of years with the city, and that is now expired and up for renewal. One of the primary reasons that we hold a public hearing on this is because there's a franchise fee associated with it. That fee is typically attached to the utility bills and paid by its customers. So this is, again, a continuation of that franchise fee of 5% against the utility bill. And this franchise then grants Douglas Fastnet the ability to operate, maintain, construct. It allows the city to contact the utility and at their expense have anything moved that may be in conflict with our utilities in the event that we are increasing capacity within our utility system and need to adjust alignments. So it's a lengthy agreement, but essentially that covers the basics of the agreement, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Now we're seeking comments in support of this agreement. Does anybody want to approach the dais and speak? Seeing none, comments in opposition? Seeing none, counselors, you have anything you want to ask?
Just a quick one. The agreement is for how long?
This agreement, it's for 10 years.
10 years.
Yes. 10 years. And was this renewed on time or was it a delay?
No, this agreement actually expired several years ago and was found during a search of the records.
Very good. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. Thank you. Consent agenda, approval of council minutes from December 5th. Need a motion, please?
I make a motion. We approve the minutes as read.
A motion. Need a second?
I second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Acceptance of the minutes for economic development, December 14th. Looking for a motion to approve?
I move that we accept the minutes for the economic development from December 14th.
Looking for a second, please?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you. This next one is kind of interesting. Mr. Bauer was in the hospital, unavailable, and I was going to be on the road around Christmas time, and we need to have two signers on all of our checks as kind of a double check system. Ann Munson is one of the signers presently, Mr. Bauer and I am as well. We'd like to add another signer from the city staff to this list of people that can do it. The bank just won't let us do it because we're nice people. We actually have to present minutes that this all went through. So I am looking for a motion to add the Public Works Director as the signer of and the City General Fund checking account. And that would be Andy Howell.
Could we have a discussion first?
Absolutely.
If the mayor is not present, the president of the council usually fills in for the mayor. And would it not be more appropriate for the president of the council to sign the checks instead of having two staff members?
Well, we tried to get the staff member out of this building to be the second one. I agree with that. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Mr. Bauer, comments?
I think that the reason behind that was that the staff member is typically here and available at all times in the event that it should be necessary, which would only happen on very rare occasions.
That answer your question?
Yes. However, it's sort of breaking precedence, is it not?
I don't think so necessarily.
Because the mayor is always was the second signature, right?
No. I'm like third in line.
Yeah, because city manager.
City manager always signs.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I'm just in case Mr. Bauer's unavailable.
Okay.
That works for you?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Great.
Just being careful.
No, I understand. I appreciate it. So we're looking for a motion to approve Mr. Howell as the fourth signatory on the checking account.
I so move.
Have a motion. Looking for a second.
Second.
Have a motion.
As long as he doesn't sign checks for himself. I'm just teasing you there, Andy. I have no problem.
I'm sure we need something out of Public Works.
You already got your street sweeper, Andy. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Wake up donation acceptance. Do we have?
Yes. I want to follow up with that. There are actually two checks from Wake Up. The first one is from the Stutzman account, where they had they have a trust. And it is in the amount of $112,751. The second one is held by Wake Up as the banker in this event and is made up of local donations that was headed or spearheaded by Edie Young. And this donation is check was in the amount of $13,375.43. So I think that a big thank you goes out to them. This will fully fund the new pavilion project.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Bauer?
What do we have an idea of what the pavilion is going to look like and where it's going to be?
That was in our packet a month ago, I think. I could be wrong.
The pavilion is completely designed. It was waiting just for money to construct it with. And the next step, I will tell you, the next step will be we'll be coming back to council to do a supplemental budget so that we can spend the money, and then we'll go out.
Just a point of order, if I may. We did the approval of the consent agenda. I did not see on B, the acceptance of the minutes from the economic development. We skipped to 3, and then how did we get to this?
That was a change on the agenda.
Change of the agenda. Okay, thank you. But anyway, we forgot to do section B.
No,
it was economic development.
Yeah, we passed it.
Boy, I must have spaced out on that. Because the question is on the economic development that I had, it still had Lenny as the liaison on mine that I have in front of me right here. It says economic development on reports, Lenny Herreras.
Well, we haven't gone through those particular roles yet.
I understand that, but I don't see it on this one, but I see it on this one.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes, Councillor Cunningham is correct. We don't currently have a identified liaison to that committee, as Councilmember Herrera was the last one. So they were submitted by Glenn Curry, so who is the chair of the committee. We will make sure that is correct.
See, this is talking about
there.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
See,
so I guess
here,
that brings up
there.
The point, do we need to assign someone to be the, you know, representative at those meetings?
That almost sounded like a volunteer.
Sure, you got the park board.
Yeah. Typically, in the year that the mayor is elected, comes with new committee assignments. So,
well, let's work on those, and we'll do those. We'll revisit those at the next meeting. Is that you?
No.
Oh, I know. I know who it is. I'm gonna turn it off. Maybe.
But anyway, that needs to be corrected.
Yes, so
we'll take care of that.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, we've comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame.
Your Honor, we need a motion on the acceptance of the donation.
Well, you guys are all over me today, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we had a motion for the wake to accept the wake-up donation.
No, we haven't had that.
Okay, so we need a motion.
I make a motion.
Got a motion. Looking for a second, please.
A second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. Thank you. Motion carries. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The Council reserves a right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to speak to Council? Please approach the dais. State your name and address, please.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, but he is the 5A coming up following this.
Well, I don't know who he is.
Poor guy.
So
5A.
Okay, so does anybody want to speak to council? Doesn't appear to be so. Reports.
Here's your big moment.
All right.
Reports, boards, commission. Winston Middle School Australian Adventure.
Hi, everybody. Counselors, mayor, kind of nice to meet you. I'm William Solorzano. I'm one of the teachers at Winston Middle School. And I'm here to present to you an opportunity to talk about maybe possible donation opportunities for anybody who is willing. We're taking a group of students over to Australia in June, July this year. It's going to be a STEM project. I mean, it's science, technology, engineering, and math. This one's going to be mostly on the science side. We're going to be doing things like taking a look at koala enclosures. We're going to be there for about 10 days. We're going to be looking at other things like going to the Barrier Reef, going down to New Zealand for a day and looking at some things like that. So honestly, this is going to be a very great opportunity for the students that are going. And we do have a group of really great kids who have been fundraising really hard. And so, you know, any money would be great as donations. We do have things coming up like a mother and son game night. They'll have food and fun provided at the school. It's actually February 10th at the school. And so there's some information on that on a piece of paper up here. I'll give it to you guys to look at later if you're interested. I'm going on this trip with the students, which is awesome.
Are you seeking other chaperones, perhaps?
I mean, if you're interested, you can definitely sign up. The winter's closing soon.
Well, he's going to the wintertime.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty great opportunity for these kids, and it looks really exciting. I went on a field trip last year with the students. Actually, yeah, it was last year now, in the summertime to D.C. and New York, and the kids loved it. And so this one looks really awesome. It's a crazy opportunity for the price that they're going.
Which
to
is?
To be able to go across the world. It's like 4,000 and some change per student. We've been fundraising really hard with, you might have seen some t-shirt sales going around, or Papa Murphy's gift cards. We got plenty of those if you guys want Papa Murphy's cards. $5. I don't have any on me. I should have brought some. But things like that. We've been doing bake sales at like the horse races in front of grocery outlet. They sold Christmas trees. We're basically doing everything under the sun to get some money down on there. And so it's been pretty crazy. Yeah.
And how many students are going?
There are.
Plan to go.
And right now, I believe, one just dropped out. So maybe about 11 students right now. Mm-hmm. And it's across 7th and 8th grade.
So the funding, does that, or the donations, does that go to each child's
yes.
trip?
Yes, it will be completely spread out evenly across all the students, okay. Which is going to be awesome for them.
Well, what about the students, shall we say, that have more economic needs mm-hmm. than other students that may need more help?
There are quite a few, actually. I'd say maybe half, maybe not more. There's a parent that is been very generous in helping with some money and trying to find grants.
Because otherwise, you said it's going to be divided equally across.
Yeah.
Is that a misnomer?
Well, I think I'm probably going to have to converse with the other teacher who's actually heading it. I'm just the spokesperson today, the one who's available.
But that's a legitimate question.
Absolutely. And that is a great concern as well. I know that with the fundraising, that is the students who are fundraising and doing all of the activities is going to them. If they're not participating or anything like that, and it's being taken away. So if that is a concern in that way, then we can have it that same kind of format or something similar. But obviously, if there's going to be a larger donation, then it would go straight to.
And just a little bit of a side note, when you say about the koala one, is that the one in Tanzania that's been pretty well burned out? What have the island?
No, we're going up to Cairns. So it's going to be in the north.
Okay, that's okay then.
Yeah, so we're going to spend the first few days up in the north of Australia, and then we're going to go down to Sydney, take a day trip to New Zealand, and then some other things around there. Like we're going to go see an Aboriginal tribe, talk to them, have a cultural day, Barrier Reef, things like that. So, yeah.
So there was a specific request for a donation?
No. I'm just bringing this
saying there was a specific request for a donation to the city council that was made earlier.
It was made last meeting, wasn't it?
It was in the amount of $100.
To be fair, I was told this at 4 p.m. as I was leaving today. They said, hey, you're free today. Can you do this? So, yeah. So
short straw, huh?
Yeah.
Hung around too long after work.
Yeah, a little bit. But it's not a big deal at all. I don't mind talking to the community about this anyway. So, yeah, if there was a formal, that's awesome.
Mr. Barr, where are we with our donation budget?
We just started. Good. We should have lots.
We haven't spent any.
Well, we're 6 months into it.
Yes, I can't tell you exactly where we're at. It's very limited this year. But we have, here's the original request. And this was from Marissa, and I believe it was from one of the students, for $100 to go on this, event.
When you say very limited, do we have an idea how much very limited is?
Okay, we have somewhere in the neighborhood of about $2,000 to $3,000 in that budget line.
And only one student requested a donation?
That's all we received, yes.
It hardly seems fair to do just one.
How many students?
11. There's about 11. One of them, I believe, has dropped out today, so it's hard to give you a reason.
What would be the possibility of $100 a piece for each student?
This request actually came from a Mrs. Pugel?
That is the lead teacher.
Okay.
I didn't know she put it in the request.
That was it.
Is she asking for 100 each?
I make a motion that we give a donation to $100 for each student, which would cap at $1,100.
You can make that happen.
I have a motion, and not to be argumentative, because I think it's a grand plan, but are we opening ourselves up to other processes?
We can't do enough for our, no, we're not, because it's contained within the school district.
Okay. So I have a motion to donate $100 to each of the 11 students going to Australia in June. Do I have a second?
I second.
If a motion is second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. There you go. That was a worthwhile way to spend your afternoon.
Okay, I taught special in math at middle school.
Oh, awesome.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I'll leave this here if anybody wants to look at it as well. Also, the family, or the mother and son, gave night information is here. So if you want to pass it on, anybody take a picture. And then if anything, contact the school. Thank you so much for your time.
Just make sure that each student gets $100.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks. Traffic and Public Safety Committee meeting report. Mr. Cunningham,
yes,
please.
Yes, I have that. We thought we had a quorum, and we didn't.
Uh-oh.
However, some of the ideas, and anyway, Mark, I have a question.
Sure.
All right? Because I honestly don't know. If we had something there that was unanimously approved, even though we couldn't have the meeting, okay? And I bring the item up as from the council as a good on the good of the order. Is that permissible?
May I interject something here?
Yeah, you may, Mayor, if you would like to. If you'd like to.
Since, because these committees are merely advancing ideas to council, I don't know that, I could be wrong, but I don't know that the quorum is required.
Because
it's just an idea coming forward, and if you want to bring it up or do you want to put it on next meeting's agenda?
I would like to bring it up at the other, because this has been going on for well over a year. Am I not correct?
A little over a year.
Okay. And it's a matter of safety for the school zones.
You're...
And that's why I'm asking the question.
Your standing committees and council do require a quorum to take action on recommendations forwarded to council. However, saying that, that does not preclude Councilman Cunningham from bringing it up under, you know, under later, the later part of the agenda.
Hoping.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, that's why I was asking, because it's a matter of health and safety.
Action. Absolutely.
Okay. That's why I was asking the question. Thank you. We had the item that were discussed was Safe Route, working on a Safe Route to School programs, which is in the mix, I believe, with the our city planner. Is that not right, Thomas?
Public Works. That's been a joint effort. We've done some work on that, but the main department that has kind of championed that has been Public Works.
Okay.
We've done a tremendous job with that.
Anyway, that was a point of discussion. Okay. The second part that we have been concerned about, and it was unanimous in our conversations, and it's been unanimous even though we haven't had orders on prior meetings, working on accessing Thompson for additional stop sign location at Grape Street and Parkway, and where you have a downhill slope in which people have a tendency to come at a little bit faster speed, but I'll talk about that on the good of the order. The next one, we need to be filling vacancies on the committee, and then also renewing committee members for 2023. And those two right now are hot button issues that we need to get those done so we can have a quorum to have a meeting. Okay. And basically, that is a synopsis. But the main point, as I mentioned, that I'll be talking about on the good of the order is the stop signs at the location by the middle school.
Thank you, Counselor. Department reports. Chief.
I don't have anything for the council.
Thank you. Andy Howe.
Tonight.
Oh, I think this is serious.
Very serious.
So, good evening, Mayor, Councilors, members of the audience. Starting a new year, new calendar year. We're still in our current fiscal year, of course, but just kind of some updates. Kind of want to start with the community center roof, and we'll kind of work our way down, ending up HB Cellar. So we're going to cover a little bit of country tonight. We had the bid tab for the roof was in back in September. We had for the community center roof. So we're looking at replacing that roof that's been determined that it's outlived its useful life. We have leaks and issues up there. We have an engineer's estimate of $213,407. Richard's Remodeling had a bid of $348,454. ABC Roofing came in at $272,230. And we awarded the bid to Roof Toppers out of Vancouver, Washington for $211,147, which it was pretty close to our engineer's estimate. It was pretty spot on that. We took a lot of the time going to see that roof up there. We have the projected equipment arrivals middle of the month, around the 16th of this month. Start end of January, first week of February, approximately that time frame. We expect about a 3-week process to have that done. Once we get the official time frame, we'll be notifying the folks up there at the community center and things like that. So. We all know we have roofings coming in. We want to expedite that process as much as possible. So the quicker they get in there, the quicker we get it done, we save money, better for the community, better for the city. So that's kind of an update on the roof. Our West Side Sewer and Roadway Improvement Project, the notice to proceed has not yet been issued. Cradar has been waiting for parts and pieces, which most of the folks know by now. It's very difficult waiting on equipment, manholes, pipe, things like that. So we're looking once again around the 16th of this month. So that notice to proceed will be sometime around that time period. Just kind of a heads up for council. Also in your packet, I kind of set off to the side. We have a request from Green Area Water and Sanitary Corps. They have a felled AC line across 42. We asked for a little bit of information, kind of what they're looking at doing. So they're they reached out and gave us a little bit of information. I have a map and some things there, kind of showing what they're looking at doing. It's about 160 feet of 12-inch pipe that won't burst. It's failed. It took some CCTV footage of it. And what they reached out and they were wanting to utilize an IGA that we're still confirming on regarding the collection system, the intergovernmental agreement, to do this work kind of in conjunction with the West Side, which makes sense. We're going to have here, we're going to have equipment here and things like that. So that's part of this kind of a heads up for council. Is they'll be reaching out with an official, something more official. But right now it's just kind of a heads up that, you know, they have an issue in Virtue Line and they would like to share our West Side project, seeing how we're going to be bursting and things there also.
Question, Andy, so, please. Mm-hmm. They're expecting to burst 160 feet of pipe for $175,000.
$175,000, $200K.
Is that what I'm reading here?
That's what they're asking.
That's pretty optimistic, isn't it?
Well,
I think so.
Once again, this is nothing from engineering like this yet. This is just something that reached out.
Okay.
So just a heads up for council on that one. So
thank you.
The siphon, a little update on the siphon. We have the geotechnical report should be coming out at the end of this month. That geotechnical report from the boring we did two borings over there determining the subsurface conditions of that one. We looking at putting a new pipe across the siphon over to the treatment plant, which is a really large endeavor. It's taking a lot of time, a lot of work working through that process. So as we go through that process, we need pieces and parts to put this plan together. So once our engineer gets the geotechnical report, they will be able to review that. That'll help with the pipeline alignment and where this new pipeline is going to be aligned, how that's going to tie in. But we needed that geotechnical work to let the borers know when we actually do the boring what's down at 50 feet. We're going probably 50 feet down. So that's kind of a siphon update.
How's their well proving out?
It didn't affect it on the boring. So when we had the report back, we did not see any indication of any effect from the boring that we did. We did see a drawdown when we went in there and we installed the transducer in the wet well, in their well, excuse me. We did see a drawdown when they were testing it, and then when the homeowner did draw down afterwards, we could see that spike. There was no effect that we could tell.
I understand that the well water may not be coming actually from the river, so therefore, there's no aquifer. Where is it coming from?
From that aquifer.
That's not there.
Well, there's an aquifer there. It's pretty determined there's an aquifer there. Okay. So what will happen is when we had to do the test bore down 50 feet. So once we get down there and that water runs in that rock level. So we pierce that. And the homeowner concerned was once we pierce that, if we were to pierce it, all the water would go. So we had to go and determine through the geotechnical, we had to put things in place to determine, no, so that's what we did. That was part of this siphon project, which is a very long process. So we determined it did not affect our well at that particular time. Now when we actually do the siphon, because we'll be dewatering that field at some point, because we'll be down so darn deep, that's a different story. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So safe routes to school. Thanks for bringing it up today. So Winston has made the short list on that safe routes to school project. We have an official decision from the Safe Routes to School Advisory Committee expected, once again, in the middle of, I know everything seems to be in the middle of the month, but in December, January, it's kind of end of the year, things kind of almost come to a stop, and things fire back up again, so we're firing back up and running again. So we expect a middle towards the end of the month, a decision on that. The committee received a total of 56 applicants requesting $60 million. At minimum, that they can allocate $26 million this grant cycle. We're looking at a $1.9 million grant. The city portion, that would be $400,000 for that Safe Routes to School program. And on your flyers again, I apologize for not. So I have a little cutout showing the Safe Routes to School, kind of highlighting where we're looking at. We're doing some sidewalks, some new flashing cross lights, some new head access, basically some more interconnectivity to get to McGovern. So, which is huge, be a huge project.
So, are these sidewalks then, Andy? Or are
those? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the big, thick black leather sidewalks, which McGovern and anybody's been down there, that's just a tough, that tumbling area, that's a tough road. I mean, there's safety concerns, the children getting back and forth to school, that's it's a really neglected area. That road service is bad. So that's going to be a huge project. So that's one we're kind of targeting. So,
Andy, will the sidewalk be within the city easement, or
yeah.
is that okay? So there's no
sure,
compensation to the homeowners or any financial outlay of the from the homeowners?
Not currently, no. Yeah, that's a good question. We would come in there because our right of way is pretty narrow in there, and
yes,
we have a really, I believe it's a 60 foot right of way in there. So once we reconstruct that road and that drainage in there, we'll reclaim that, put sidewalks in. That'll be huge.
Does Tumlin have sidewalks now? They don't, do they?
No. Yeah, it's going to be tough. And so that, you know, that project will do curb, gutters, sidewalks, intersections, improvements, marked crosswalks, a rapid flashing beacon, signage and supporting stormwater infrastructure along Looking Glass Road from Timothy Avenue to Glenhart Avenue, and Carey Street from Looking Glass Road to Highway 42. Elwood Drive and Tumlin Avenue will connect off of Carey to the school. So this would be huge. Kind of the, like I said, the unofficial is we're very favorable when we worked to put this program together. We wanted to cover all the bases with the committee. And so, I believe we did a fairly good job on that one.
So basically, they'll also benefit the homeowner then?
Oh, yeah. Considerably. Most definitely.
Without cost to the homeowner?
Most definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then following up on the check from Wake Up, did reach out and kind of, they would like to do a check presentation to council and with the news review and have some publicity. I think
sure.
it's an awesome thing. We can kind of share a project, that pavilion project. You know, this thing started with just basically a pavilion, a wood structured pavilion, and we cut and scaled this thing down to where it was just around a $55,000 range. We reached out, Wake Up reached out and offered to fund that. So the nice thing about having projects in the hopper, so to speak, engineered projects in the hopper, if they're ready and engineered and designed and ready, it's real simple. Then it's just a matter of taking that information and moving forward. So one of the things we worked on was having an engineer ready to go on that with our plans, and so if the opportunity came up, so that's what we did. It worked out really well. Kudos to staff. It was worked out. Pretty excited about that. We've been working on that one for some time. So anyway, that's that. PP&L for Galaxy, that's our communications shelter up there. That's been another one we've been working on. And we have a little, once again, on your handout, I'll give you up on Galaxy. I know this is really hard, and I apologize, but we have a communication shelter with the chief and talk more about the actual aspects of what the benefits is going to be huge for the city. But one of the things we needed to do is work out and figure out how to get power to this communication shelter with the water district, the water tanks up on Galaxy. So one of the things we have to do now is we're looking at up on the cul-de-sac on Galaxy is doing it bore, or we may open cut that, we don't know yet, to get from the existing pole to the transformer, which is, there's that little black where it says the little black box, the footage, there's the house down there, it's about 5 feet lower than the cul-de-sac. So we have to get from there down. The current power is track buried. In other words, it's not condo, it's just back in the day. They dug it.
Thank you.
Buried it. So we need to look at doing a 2-inch conduit, run new upsized wire to the transformer, get underneath, come back up in the transformer, make that connection, go back up to the water district tank area, and get power over to the meter, the new meter head, the new base, and then conduit trench from there to our communication shelter. So there's a fair amount of, this is heads up for council, there's a fair amount of work involved in it.
Community work.
Yeah, working together. We reached out to Tanner with the water district. One of the things we didn't want to do is start putting more structures up there on that up there in Galaxy with their tanks, because they're looking at installing a new tank in a year or two.
So do we have a cost?
I don't have a cost yet, Dave.
So is the boring, that's going to be subcontracted then? We don't have the boring.
So we're going to look
but
at...
we'll be can, doing some of that work.
Yeah, we're going to do everything we can. We'll do everything. If we can trench that, the problem is it's really steep up there off Galaxy. Mm-hmm. It's been up there. It's kind of, so it's, we're limited in trenching, so whether or not we cut, and kind of, we just have to kind of evaluate it.
Right.
We have to work together.
Yeah, to figure out the best. I know that the water district's looking at doing some A-line stuff up there, so we have to kind of work with them. Anyway.
Do you have a time frame yet, Andy?
No, we don't. Okay. We just got this from PP&L that... that process changed a few times, and so the last one we heard was this one, and we went back and we asked them, can we move that existing pole that's up there in Galaxy, move it closer to the transformer, and that would save us money and time, of course, and of course that often didn't work, but we try to reach out for everything we can, try to cover as many bases as we can to try to keep costs down.
And that big tree that's up there.
Yeah, there you go. We try to use that tree as a, hey, can we shift it, because them trees are going to, it was a tent. And then good news, we have our new hire, Daniel Stanley, for our open park position. His first day will be the 17th of this month. So we're excited to bring Daniel over. He'll be a good addition to our public parks group. And then HV Sellers, that's been another one, 304 Northwest Main. There's a I won't go into the details, all the details there, but he's got a sewer lateral that we all thought ran basically north, northeast, I guess, down to the 320 Northwest Main, which is the hair salon. He's had problems with the sewer. He was allowed, the properties of the hair salon were allowed the contractor to come on the property and excavate to see if they can repair this lateral that he suspected was busted, felled, whatever the case may be. On private property, kind of out of our jurisdiction. Contractor was not able to locate the sewer lateral. They did find a tank up on his property, an old tank. So basically the situation now is that he's come back up on, if the council recalls, when we did the pharmacy, we had to relocate that and put a C900 in, CDF it, move it, reroute our pipe. Josh still has that existing there on Main, still has that existing shop there. And the plan was we stubbed out and did run another, like 45 of them connected back to the 6-inch pipe. The plan was going to be when that shop eventually was moved, we would tie back into the cleanup that we have prepared for the future and extend that line straight. Pick up 302, whatever we need up there, and run it up the hill with the new line. His line fell. He's now going to be putting in a private grinder pump system. He'll be pumping up to that line. He hasn't had sewer service for quite some time now. So we're happy that would be resolved. Though that's been these islands that we talk about, islands and working around islands. That was, we have a few of them left, but that one's always been one that we knew was going to come back. You eventually sewer, you got to deal with it, and it doesn't go away. So we knew at some point that would surface again. So it surfaced, but it's going to be dealt with. He's going to have sewage. We have a discharge point. Luckily, we did what we did earlier in the year, which is a good work. And then the commercial dishwasher. I'm sure, particularly Dave, I know you're really good about looking through bills. You see these dishwasher bills that come through, because I hear about them all the time. And I just want to thank the mayor. He turned us on to, referred us to Sean with K.H. Kent, K.S. Kim's, I just met him today. The commercial dishwasher has a booster. Basically, it's a heating element that boosts the temperature on the final rinse in the commercial dishwasher. So we had an inspection with the county. We felt the temperature. We weren't able to hit it. We hit it about 125 degrees. And felt it. So it gives us 5 days to fix it. Well, it's really difficult on that type of equipment. Not anybody can work on it. And this individual, Sean, showed up today. Troubleshooted it, got it going, figured out what the problem is. I believe he's got parts, he says, possibly there. Maybe this week we can get this thing fixed. It's an older dishwasher that came from the old community center, if my memory serves me right. That booster heating system has been replaced about 10, 11 years ago. So just like everything, the equipment doesn't last forever. We try to do what we can, but just having quality people that can come in and get it repaired, fixed, back online is huge, so we're hoping to get that thing remedied at a relatively less cost than putting a new one in there. So that's what we're that's what we're looking at doing. Once again, just want to thank the mayor for that referral.
You're welcome.
Quick question.
So that's what I have.
If it's less cost at the present time, but isn't future repairs on it make it a little bit more costly?
Yes, sir.
Looking at leasing?
He tried to be very diplomatic on that.
Yeah, one of the things we're going to reach out is looking at a, because one of the things about it, when you get a specialized piece of equipment, you know, part of our contracts is they maintain certain things, but you need somebody specialized that can do that type of stuff. So one of the things we'll be reaching out to.
That's a double tray dishwasher, as I recall. Those are
But he seems to think he's got parts and pieces there for it. Still, he says it's a good quality machine. It's just that older system style that's relying on another external heat source to get that temperature up in the final rinse. When they fell, it just shuts everything down. So we got some leaks. We got to get a plumber in there. We still have a little bit of work to do.
So really, between the lines, you're looking further down the road or have to replace it?
Potentially, but we'll cover them as much.
Why not wait for that time to come?
So it'll be, put it this way.
Yeah,
it'll be on this year's budget. I'm sure that list we have every year.
Yeah.
You'll see it in there. And that's just going to be a matter of whether.
That's the one that says Dear Santa at the top, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll see that list this year. It'll be interesting.
Maybe just like the police department.
Anyway, that's all I have.
Any questions for Andy? Thank you, sir. Yeah. Appreciate it. Well. Mr. McIntosh?
Thank you, Mayor, members of council.
Mason Blue, go all the way, right?
You had to put a plug in. I appreciate that. If no one gets that reference, it's okay. We can just pass it.
I'll explain it to you in a minute.
So, just a couple things for you. We were notified last week that our packet for the housing needs analysis is done, so we can move forward with adoption. So if you could recall, we had a joint workshop sometime back. Months back, the Planning Commission to talk about our housing needs for the next 20 years. That's an element of our comp plan, very important to help us plan for the future and the growth of the city. So that packet is done. They had to retrace some of their steps there because the state agreed that all tribal land and all ag open zone land could be removed in terms of our inventory. So they had to redo some maps and take some of that out and recalculate the numbers. So we've got that full packet. And very impressed with their work. That was a very good grant for the city to get. It was about a $52,000 grant. On the flip side for that, we've been talking with them in the same regard, just on the commercial side, for a grant that's called the Economic Opportunities Analysis. So we've been chatting with them for their next biennium, and they're willing to offer a recommendation for a grant for the city on that as well. From the Department of Land Conservation Development, by the way. That's the state agency that these come from. So that'll be the next portion that we just kind of try to overhaul, figure out our commercial and our industrial needs for the future, for the next 20 years. And that, by the way, Council, that runs in concert with figuring out our urban growth boundary situation. So we got to have all that in order. And that's another reason why we're tackling that Looking Glass Creek delineation, all the floodplain up there, looking for grant opportunities. So just want to fill the council in on there, you know, how the progress is going. I did have on my list the GSI Solutions, the tech memo from Chris Wick. Andy talked a little bit about that. Happy to answer any questions if you folks have any questions on that. Some of the highlights that came out of there, the boring didn't affect the well, so we know that, the 50-foot boring. There. The transducer picked up information that just shows domestic usage. It's just consistent with that. Also, the separation from the well doesn't appear that the river is hydrating the well in any fashion. But Chris called me yesterday. I was on the way back from Portland. He called and kind of filled me in on some of those highlights, and we just kind of reiterated those points. And we'll know more once they extract in 4 or 5 months. They'll do another extraction of data. Will tell us more in that regard. The other thing is just to want to let the council know that we did get a urban renewal agency request. It's by way of a grant, and so it'll be important this month to keep that URA meeting on the agenda. for the month. It's a request for a grant for $9,776 related to the core project. The infrastructure there and closing in that entryway right off the Main Street 99. A lot of the infrastructure happened to do with that situation there. Also, in regards to the URA, Councilor Curtis was the URA president, so something to contemplate.
And do we have a meeting scheduled then? I didn't.
Third? Yeah, it'll be the 19th.
The 19th, okay.
Yep, that's all I got, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Thomas. Any questions for Thomas? Mr. Bauer, what do you have for us?
I have several items. One of the last pieces of business that Governor Brown did before leaving office was essentially pardoning a list, a lengthy list of suspended driver's license individuals. And we have a list that was given to us. It was quite a interesting letter, somewhat convoluted in its trying to determine what it was exactly saying. We have briefed that with our city attorney. Basically, the list is the list. So we have a list of individuals who have been pardoned and will get their suspended licenses given back to them. Their license given back to them as a result of this action by the governor. So the court clerk is going to be working on that over the next month or so as we acquire all of the forms necessary to work this thing through. Second item is that there is a little bit of discussion that's going to be happening between our senior center seniors and Douglas County regarding uses of the seniors built or room up in the community center. The seniors have noted that Douglas County has done some things in that room, moving cabinets and things around without talking to them about them first, and has been taking over more space, so they will try to work it out with the individual. There's a new employee up there working for Douglas County. They'll try and work it out with them first, and if they're not successful, then I will intervene and go into the county and deal with their lead in regards to this issue.
Well, that's our building, correct?
That's our building.
And so what authority does the county have to go in and move things around in our building?
They have a lease agreement with us that allows them certain privileges within that room. That lease is currently on my desk under review before this thing. So hopefully it will sort out at the level of the senior board and the staff person that's up there, but if not, then we will.
Is it really a significant problem?
Could be.
What's the lease agreement? What's the monthly payment that they?
I don't recall what it is, Mr. Mayor. I haven't had a chance to review it yet, but it's not a lot. But they do have that lease agreement with us.
And the number of people that are in the seniors I was talking to has dropped in the last 2 years because of the problem we have with our health. So their income is really low right now.
So it's there are a number of issues. I think we just need to work through it. I don't see it as any kind of it becoming any kind of big bomb or anything. It's just something we need to sit down and talk through. Get a clear understanding on both sides. HB Sellers, our public works director talked to you a little bit about that, and I have to take it one step farther. The tank that was found on the property is an old septic tank. There was the belief that there was a sewer connection between H.B. Sellers' building and the city sewer prior to H.B. Sellers taking over the building. That appears to not have been true. However, they've been paying a sewer bill every month since they took occupancy of that facility. Now, I think this precedes any of your tenures on the council, but that project was, you might recall, that was an old storage building that the city actually acquired ownership to and was a demonstration project by our URA back in early 2016, late 2015. So we were the last property owners on it. So HV Sellers entered into that agreement with the city, with the understanding that there was a sewer connection to that facility, and now that appears to not have been the case. So they've been paying sewer fees ever since taking occupancy of the building, upgrading and taking occupancy of the building. So we'll be sorting through all of that with the property owner at the appropriate time. He's not yet made a claim against the city. We are just, at this point, expecting something like that to be taking place in the near future, so I want to make you aware of that prior to that happening.
So he's been using the septic instead of the sewer line that's non-existent.
His sewage, as near as we can estimate, has been going into the septic tank. The other interesting thing about the septic tank is that it does not appear to have a drain field coming out of it. So
that's a lot of liquid.
So we're not exactly sure, you know, what has been happening up there.
But that's the result of the person or the persons that built that building, correct?
Well, again, it's interesting. That's an interesting question. What was it officially used for? Did it even have a bathroom facility in it as a warehouse? We don't know that.
It was an equipment repair facility prior to that.
Yeah, we just don't know. We do know we were the last property owner before HV Sellers, so I will be going back and reviewing the land sales transaction that took place to see what I can determine.
Wasn't one of our council members, her father owned that originally?
That was Knutson, Christy
yes.
Glenn Knutson.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Correct.
So I doubt she would have any understanding of what went on in the construction of that building. I don't
know. Not the construction, but I think she knows what was there and what wasn't there, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, probably. You could call.
So, we've got research to do regarding our land sale transaction and what we did know and didn't know at the time, what was disclosed and not disclosed at the time, and then we'll sort through all of it.
Was it a buyer beware sale?
Don't know. It was before my time. I don't know what the details of the transaction were.
No, I don't think that you'd have to have a sewer line comment made in the bill of sale or anything like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It'd just be a basic understanding that you believed it was there.
Yeah, typically it would say city sewer available or not available, or city sewer connected, not connected type of information.
Okay, well, it may come down to finding that piece of information.
It goes right back to the original sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right.
It also comes down to the fact he's been paying a sewer bill for 6 years.
Yeah,
wow.
That's
been,
nice of him.
Not been seizing the opportunity.
Yeah, but he got a lot of money from us to build that apartment house up above.
That's a different story.
That's a
different story, but that's still, he hasn't been cheated at all.
Well, thing is,
Mr. Bauer, anything else to offer?
I think that's all I have.
Thank you. Any more questions for Mr. Bauer? Mm-hmm. Thank you. New business licenses. Lounsbury Construction and Excavation, Richard Lounsbury, and Rooftoppers, Inc., Jordan Yetick. Chief, you check these out?
Yes, the business license?
Yes.
Yep.
Need a motion, please, to approve the business licenses?
Second.
And a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you. Need to set some workshop dates. Mr. Bauer, please.
Yes, Your Honor, if I may. The first one is a presentation by ADAPT on a homeless situation. And we had tentatively set the 9th, which is next Monday night, to do that. But this is council option. So
let me find, okay, would the 9th work for everybody? 6 o'clock?
I shouldn't say this, but I will. That is the championship football game.
Oh, you're right. Never mind, that won't work. Okay. Will it, Thomas?
It's no longer important to me.
It's no
Thomas, you can't.
It's no longer relevant. See, Thomas is a real Michigan fan, and he had a real bad day on Sunday.
Thomas, don't feel bad. You came in second best.
Or third.
Or not third, like, depending how you look at it.
Not like Iowa, who won.
That's all? I was
expecting. Oh, this could go on for months, though. Yes. I'm not sure yet.
It's not over yet.
But I don't know if that would be a conflict or not.
I think it would. I think you better hold off. So we could we have the Parks SDC prior to, actually we could do them prior to the next council meeting, couldn't we?
ADAPT?
Yeah.
It depends on how long their presentation is, so we need to know that.
I can make them, I'll suggest that they can keep that to an hour or less.
You're on the board, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. So would you want to set that at 5:30 or 6 prior to the next council
meeting? I'll set it at 6.
On the 17th, excuse me.
Yeah. Well, actually, isn't there a conflict on a holiday there?
Yeah, Martin Luther King is on the 16th, so the 17th.
It would be a Tuesday, yeah. Correct. Okay. I'll talk with Greg tomorrow morning.
Should we tentatively set that at 6 on the 17th?
Please. Okay, and then we can worry about the parks and the sewer SDC methodology workshops. You want to do? Can we do the parks on the next meeting? No, we can't. We're doing that in February then.
Yeah, we would be looking at February 6th for the parks SDC.
Okay, and that's if we can get seen to be there for that. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And say 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock. The sewer one, I would prefer not to set it this time until we know a permanent date or a date that would work for our engineer.
Okay.
Because he's not available till February.
Perfect. We'll work on that then.
Well, we need a workshop for the discussion from the report from the Planning Commission?
Yes, we will do that. If that's going to be... No. What's the time?
Excuse me, Your Honor. If that's on the decision of the Planning Commission,
we're going to have a special meeting for that.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
There'll be a public hearing. Will be your next function on that. There wouldn't be a workshop.
Yeah, there'll be...
Okay.
And they'll do a special meeting. That's time frame is what, 14 days, Thomas? Or 20?
Yeah, so thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Planning Commission will meet tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., and they do have a set of findings that are on the agenda. Those findings and that land use application is subject to a 15-day appeal period, which would start the day after, which would be the 5th of this week. And there would be a full 15 days.
20th.
So that 15 days would have to run in full length, regardless of receiving an appeal during that period of time. And then if we do receive an appeal, all qualified parties have to be notified and given a 14-day notice. So you likely wouldn't see in the event that happens. Now, in terms of a workshop, You can't hold a workshop in regards to
a land use application, but you
can hold a workshop in general on how closed appeal periods work.
So we're
not
a month
specified to any land use application.
So we're a month out for a special meeting at the community center to discuss this with council, correct?
If we receive an appeal on that
we're going to be a month out.
The 15 days ends on January 20th, so it would be either the following week of the 23rd through the 27th or in February. This is a meeting that's going to take a special meeting. It will be a fairly lengthy meeting. So.
And do we have an idea when the council may be able to see the report from the Planning Commission?
So in the event that an appeal comes in, then we would open up the 14-day notice process to all qualified parties, and you would receive a staff report for a closed appeal hearing process. And it would be all of the materials that were in the record during the Planning Commission stage of the process.
And then if I'm hearing you right, we would only see it then if there is an appeal.
Right.
Yep. We have not received an appeal.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll cross that bridge then as we get a little closer. Okay.
But again, if council has questions on generally how closed appeal hearings are to take place from a code standpoint, you can hold a workshop on just those code provisions, but not specified or tailored to any particular land use applications.
Okay.
If you feel that will help you cut down on questions during that process, then that is
a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Let's take that under review. We can talk about the next meeting, see how y'all feel about that.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Is there any questions on workshop dates? Ordinance number 22709, the Douglas Fastnet Franchise Agreement. Ms. Sardi, by title only, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Ordinance number 22-709. Douglas Services Incorporated, DBA Douglas Fastnet, on behalf of itself and its operating affiliates, DFN, which is authorized to do business within the state of Oregon, has filed with the City of Winston, State of Oregon City, a written application for renewal of its franchise to locate, construct, operate, and maintain telecommunications system. The system, over, under, along, and across all of city's rights of way and public property in the city for the purposes of providing telecommunications services and sales, and the city has determined it is in the interest of persons and businesses in this jurisdiction to have access to DFN services.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Staff report, please.
No additional comments on the staff report, Your Honor.
Right here.
Under new business. Okay, I'm under new business and I don't see it.
Were you in the minutes?
No.
I don't understand where you were. A little confusion. Okay. We're going to move right along though. Comments from the audience? Council, any questions? Okay. Looking for a motion then to approve ordinance number 22-709, the Douglas Fastnet Franchise Agreement.
I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance 22-709.
Have a motion, looking for a second.
I second.
Have a motion, a second.
Aye.
All in favor? Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Motion carries. Ordinance number 22-710, consent to annex planning file 22W006. Ms. Sardi, by title only, please.
Yes, and this is the second reading, as was 22709. So the second reading of ordinance number 22-710, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council annexing certain property identified as tax lot 2400 in Township 28 South, Range 6 West, Section 15, CB, property ID number R50439, and within the ownership of Ronald Francis and Sheila K. Bly.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Staff report, Mr. McIntosh, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, members of the audience. To reiterate the previous staff report that was given December 5th at the general council meeting for the first reading of this particular ordinance and the public hearing, the property is located at 161 Winston Section Road, and due to a failing septic system, the property owner and applicant's request to connect into the Winston Section Road sanitary sewer line, the main line, annexation as an essential nexus. The property owners consented to annex. That was essentially what the application was for. Because annexations fall under what's called quasi-judicial, that is a fancy word for saying it has to go through Planning Commission and rectified by council, it comes before you today for a second reading. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Thomas. Any comments from the audience on this ordinance? Questions from council from Mr. McIntosh, please. Looking for a motion then to approve ordinance 22710.
I make a motion that we pass that motion.
I second it.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Okay. Now we're into the fun stuff. Upcoming agenda items. We need to probably schedule city manager evaluation. We can take place as a workshop prior to a council meeting. So, Mr. Bauer, you want to get that scheduled sometime in February, please?
I will, Your Honor.
Thank you.
We also have a supplemental budget coming forward for the expenditure of the pavilion money, and at that time we'll do the handing of the big check from Wake Up to the council.
Perfect.
We'll do that then. We also have the Quest franchise. We had hoped to get both of those on together, but unfortunately Quest had made some changes. The city attorney had reviewed them, requested that we change them back to the staff's recommended language, and so now we'll go back to Quest with that information, and then we'll get the thing scheduled.
Okay. Very good. Anything else? Non-agenda items from council. Councilor Cunningham,
yes.
You have the floor.
Thank you very much. One of the things that we've been talking about in the Traffic Safety Committee meeting, and everybody was in agreement. Please, Chief, jump in and correct me if I'm mistaken or something to add, okay?
Okay.
One of the things that we took a look at was the traffic that comes down Thompson. And right at the base of Thompson and Grape and Parkway, there is a crosswalk. However, when they come down the street, they seem to accelerate or seem to go a little bit faster, and it's a downhill slope into the school district. And when students let out there, even though there is a crosswalk, being middle schoolers, and I used to teach there, so I know, they don't necessarily use a crosswalk. A stop sign going down the hill and up the hill would break then the momentum of the traffic coming down, and at the same time slow the traffic going back up, because right across you got the community center, you got the senior center, you got the teen center, etc. And
isn't that in a 20 mile an hour zone already?
Yes, but it doesn't do any good.
I'm just asking that question. Okay.
Yes. And
so what's the process then for putting in a stop sign?
We have done it before.
So what the councilor is requesting is a four-way stop.
That's correct.
Currently it's stopped north and south. So it would be east and west. It would be a four-way stop. It's something that we've done before. It is a traffic calming approach. Where you have long, straight stretches of road like that to slow traffic down.
Yeah, and that is part of the traffic safety plan that was just done, because that was on the list of traffic calming measures that they recommended.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. That was one of the items that I was hoping to address the council on this evening. We have, aside from our Safe Routes to School construction grant that we are requesting, we have a Safe Routes to School project identification grant that we've already been awarded. And we have a project management team or team manager meeting that we're putting together, and that's January 6th. So that grant's already been offered. One of the things about stop signs or traffic calming devices or those types of things, we have to have, just like with the SDCs, we have to have something that justifies behind it in terms of offering that type of calming device. So with the project identification process, I believe it's calling out some of those very features in the plan and in the development of the plan that will help us give justification to adding those types of things in. So we have ODOT that's funding it as a side. It's not a very big grant because it's a planning grant, and it just essentially is documentation that calls out the need for those types of things in there. So appreciate you mentioning that. January 6th, and so we have Stephen Johnson as part of our project management team, myself, Andy Howell, and Megan from Public Works, and of course the city manager is standing invitation on that. If a member of council or a liaison wants to offer to participate in that process, I will forward the information that I have on that as well. And as we start seeing kind of that plan come together, it's going to call out through maps, Thompson, or other areas, and it strengthens our TSP in just the school elements, the school areas, to help with that effort.
But how much time frame are we talking about before you see actualization?
I don't have a time frame on the completion of the plan. ODOT did one, a project identification for SRT that was just associated with their streets. That took around 3 to 4 months for them to finish that. It wasn't a big help to us because we want identification and justification internally within our, because that's where our schools are. They're not off of Highway 42 except for Douglas High School.
Can we just, as a body, say we want a four-way stop there?
Like we did on Carey Street.
Yeah.
The council has the authority to establish that four-way stop as you desire in reference to this.
Then I make a motion that we put a four-way stop at Thompson, Grape, Parkway streets.
And
both of those are just the one?
Yes. Yeah, in this case, I would recommend you establish one at Grape Street to start with, and then if you don't see the desired effect, you reanalyze Parkway.
Well, Grape and Parkway already have stop signs.
No, but make the four way.
Make it a four way.
Start there. So we're going to make a four way on Grape Street.
That's correct.
Okay, so is that your motion?
Yes.
Okay, I have a motion to put a four way stop on Grape Street and Thompson.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. That motion carries. Andy, you got extra stop signs?
Well, in the order, and we'll have to do the thermoplastic crosswalk stop mark.
Well,
so there'll be a cost associated. So
We'll need to flag the intersection to give the public notice that we will be installing the four-way stop at that intersection as well.
Okay.
So we'll need to do some.
Make it so, please.
Some work. Prior to
Thank you.
Anything else you got, sir?
Nope, that's it.
Anybody else have any non-agenda items? Okay, good to the order. We have check copies in our packet. Claims in excess of $500. Announcements, Planning Commission, January 4th, 7 p.m. at City Hall. Is that going to be at the Community Center?
It's here.
It's here? Okay. Park Board, January 10th, 5 p.m., City Hall. Economic Development, January 11th at noon, City Hall. Martin Luther King Day on January 16th, city offices will be closed. Winston City Council meeting, January 17th, right here at 7 p.m. Urban Renewal, January 19th, right here at 3 o'clock. The executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you and good night. Mr. Bauer, please approach the dais. This might be good for y'all, but my wife was doing some research over the week of Christmas about average weekly salaries of mayors within the city, within the state of Oregon. I want to know where the hell my money is, because apparently I've been supposed to have been getting a check for $1,682
a week. Okay, what about
in the mail.
It's in the mail.
You're already overpaid.
Yeah.
That's what you get for running for a volunteer.
That's right.
Well, it's interesting because we were going through this, and I'm like, okay, what is Tom making bail? He makes $1,700 a week. I got to call into Tom. He's not calling me back. So maybe he's getting it. I don't know.
Wow.
It's in the mail. Turned at 8:23.